Ocasio-Cortez, there'd be as many Planned Parenthood clinics as post offices if male lawmakers could get pregnant. By Joshua Kaplan on May 17, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, bizarrely claimed Thursday there would be as many Planned Parenthood clinics as post offices in the United States if male lawmakers could get pregnant. If male politicians could get pregnant, there would be as many Planned Parenthood clinics as there are post offices. Ocasio-Cortez wrote on Twitter in response to left-wing actress singer Barbara Streisand tweeting, "If these male GOP-elected officials could get pregnant, there would be free abortion nationwide." The 29-year-old freshman congresswoman's tweet was met with a quip from pro-life leader and Live Action founder Lila Rose, who replied in a tweet, "Pro-abortion politician finally admitting that Planned Parenthood is an abortion corporation. The truth comes out in surprising ways." Ocasio-Cortez's head-scratching analogy comes after Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, R., signed the Human Life Protection Act into law, one of the country's strictest anti-abortion laws. Late Tuesday evening, the Alabama State Senate passed the measure by a vote of 25-6. The law provides no exemptions for cases of rape and incest and is due to take effect 6 months after the governor's signature. On Thursday, Missouri's state senate passed legislation that would bar receiving an abortion at 8 weeks of pregnancy, with an exception for those experiencing a medical emergency. Earlier May, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., signed a bill banning abortions if a fetal heartbeat can be detected. Ocasio-Cortez on Thursday spoke out against the recent enactment of several state-level abortion laws, asserting that they are about owning women and establishing theocracy in America. Abortion bans aren't just about controlling women's bodies. They're about controlling women's sexuality. Owning women, she tweeted. From limiting birth control to banning comprehensive sex ed, U.S. religious fundamentalists are working hard to outlaw sex that falls outside their theology. In a follow-up tweet, the New York Democrat said that laws criminalizing the killing of infants reveal that a woman's right to receive an abortion threatens a core element underpinning right-wing ideology, patriarchy. It's a brutal form of oppression to seize control of the one essential thing a person should command, their own body, she added.